Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi expressed support for President Donald Trump's announcement that Congress should increase the direct stimulus payment to individuals included in a $900 billion coronavirus aid package approved by lawmakers. Trump is threatening not to sign a massive year-end bill that includes the aid package and $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. Trump complained in a video tweeted out Tuesday night. He's asking Congress to amend the bill and increase the $600 direct payments to Americans to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. Pelosi responded on Twitter that Democrats are ready to bring the request for an increase for individuals to the floor this week by unanimous consent. Trump also said he is asking Congress to get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from the legislation and to send him a suitable bill. President-elect Joe Biden expressed empathy with struggling families and applauded Congress for passing the coronavirus aid bill, adding that it was a down payment on a broader relief bill he plans to introduce when he takes office next month. United States health officials are trying to allay fears about a mutant strain of the coronavirus that's rapidly spreading in the United Kingdom. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the past 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that is overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for the Disease Control said on Tuesday the UK coronavirus variant had not yet been detected here in the U.S. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The leading U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Tuesday received the initial dose of the newest COVID-19 vaccine alongside other federal health leaders who helped oversee its development. Fauci received the vaccine developed jointly by the NIH and the pharmaceutical company Moderna, which was just approved for emergency use last week. Vaccinations are part of a broader government effort to bolster public confidence in the safety of the two COVID-19 vaccines recently cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. President Biden says it will take months to roll back some of President Trump's actions on immigration, including restrictive asylum policies. Susan Rice, Biden's incoming domestic policy advisor, Jake Sullivan, his pick for national security advisor, as well as Biden himself, warned that moving too quickly could create a new crisis at the border. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai applied for bail in high court Wednesday in Hong Kong after he was denied bail at the magistrate court last Saturday. He has been charged under the city's national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. Lai is the most high-profile person out of more than two dozen charged under the sweeping law since it was imposed by Beijing in June. President Trump on Tuesday pardoned 15 people, including Republican allies. Trump announced the pardon for George Papadopoulos, his 2016 campaign advisor, whose conversation helped trigger the Russia investigation that overshadowed Trump's presidency for nearly 2 years. Trump commuted the sentence since of five others. Israel's divided government has collapsed, triggering the country's fourth election in under 2 years. Parliament had faced a midnight Tuesday deadline to pass a budget, but after failing to do so, the Knesset was automatically dissolved. Elections are now scheduled for March 23rd. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his rival Benny Gantz formed their coalition last May to take on the coronavirus crisis together, but their partnership was plagued by infighting and mistrust. The Peruvian government has approved the supreme decree that extends the state of national emergency for 31 more days because of the severity of the COVID pandemic on the lives of Peruvians. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.